Democrat pollsters warn Joe Biden's incompetence. Chaos hurting party, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. By Wendell Hasebo on September 8, 2021. Top Democrat pollsters and strategists are beginning to realize the Biden administration is failing on nearly every challenge before the nation, including Afghanistan, increasing wages, border security, and coronavirus. Pollster Paul Maslin told Politico Joe Biden's presidency has turned into chaos with few, if any, redeeming features. "There's no good news here. This is all on his watch," said Maslin, who worked Jimmy Carter and Howard Dean. "You can argue what he is doing or not doing, but it's almost irrelevant. If things are chaotic and wrong, it ain't going to help him." Another Democrat strategist also told the outlet Biden was supposed to be a return to normalcy. Instead, the world is chaotic under Biden. When Biden was elected, it was supposed to be, "Oh, the adults are back in the room to take charge," the strategist said. "It turns out, we can't do anything." Any Democratic strategist who thinks this is not going to impact the midterms or impact Biden being re-elected, clearly they don't know what the F they're talking about. A former Biden pollster, Celinda Lake, described August as a month of really bad news, and also a month of unpredictable news, and that's made the public very depressed. "It's been everything," Lake explained. "It's fires, it's hurricanes, it's Haiti, it's Afghanistan, it's COVID, it's the economy, it's going back to school." But the thing is, in most cases, people don't blame Joe Biden for this. And in some of the areas, like COVID, they still think he's doing a good job. Former Harry Reid advisor and Democrat consultant Megan Jones said this presidency feels like the apocalypse, whether it is coronavirus, Afghanistan, floods, or fires. "It feels like the apocalypse sometimes when you wake up and turn on the news," said Megan Jones, a former Harry Reid advisor and Nevada-based Democratic consultant. "You've got Delta raging, you've got a fire that's the size of New York City, and you've got floods. It's all too much for everybody." The negative Democrat sentiments align with Biden's failing poll numbers. In just a few months, Biden's approval ratings have slid in 7 key House districts in which the Democrat Party can only afford to lose 3 seats in the 2022 midterms. Biden's personal approval rating has also collapsed under the weight of the deadly Afghan withdrawal that left 13 U.S. troops dead and hundreds of Americans stranded. A Friday poll revealed the majority of Americans hold Biden responsible for the U.S. deaths and 170 Afghans. And a Thursday poll showed a plurality of Americans holds Biden responsible for losing the war in Afghanistan, not former President Donald Trump. A fourth poll indicates only 24% of likely U.S. voters strongly approve of Biden's job performance, down 5% from April. But Biden's most damaging slide is on the topic of coronavirus. Breitbart News reported only 52% of Americans support Biden's handling of coronavirus, down from 12 points since April, greatly contributing to Biden's historic loss of support. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.